Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, March 12th, 2023. This is a very special broadcast. Spread the word now. Win the info war. Defeat the globalists.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, rebel forces, not just here, but around the world, fighting the anti-human technocracy, are striking back and having some of the biggest victories in the history of the fight in the last 70 years against the globalist transhumanist New World Order. We are in the fight tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission. Yesterday, I did an hour and a half commercial-free, incredible interview with General Michael Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the former chief advisor on foreign policy and military affairs, the national security advisor to President Trump. He's a very humble guy, and he also stops and listens to the host he's on with all the time. But I did a really good job yesterday. Out of an hour and a half or so, or more with him, I probably talked 10 minutes of it. So he really got his flow going. And I mean, I know the New World Order. I'm thinking 3-4 moves ahead. He was thinking 5-6 moves ahead. This is a historic interview. The full thing's posted. The Bandot video on the front page of InfoWars.com will be posted on the live show feed tonight. We're going to air major excerpts of it tonight because it is important. Very, very, very important. So that is coming up here in just about 20, 30 minutes from now, the Owen Schroyer, 6 p.m. Central with Sunday Live, 2 hours of live radio / TV, only 6 minutes of commercials an hour. So it's a very powerful transmission that you definitely want to be tuning into in about 2 hours from now. Okay. When I was live yesterday, Flynn was watching. I didn't know that. And the first thing he said when he came on is, Alex, you're right, you're trying to crash the banks. You're right, they've done this Silicon Valley bank collapse to create the collapse, but we should not panic and let them do that. Well, today, CNN, ABC News, the BBC, I've got the articles right here. They're like, it's over. All the banks are collapsing. Run for the hills. Bigger than 2008. Don't worry, though. We've got central bank digital currencies there, and we're going to save you with these. Oh, there's only a couple hundred billion left in the FDIC after they bailed out 150, 200 billion. They haven't been clear yet on Silicon Valley Bank, the second largest independent lender in the country that actually loans to people. But that's okay because they're going to have a new system. They haven't told us yet, but you know it's central bank digital currency. They've been prepping it. They've been getting it ready. This is so important. So I've been saying for months that shoe to drop is a bank run, a bank collapse, because you can see them teeing it up on Wednesday of last week. Biden put out his new national directive. The most important thing is central bank digital currencies to deal with volatility in the market. Stock market took cues on that, started plunging Thursday and Friday. They are artificially, like they locked down our houses, locked down our businesses, locked us down in the last few years and imploded the third world with 2+ years of lockdowns. They're now getting a new one ready, just cutting off liquidity in the market. And I get we've got zombie banks and inflation and all of it, but the Federal Reserve's already raised interest rates 5-6 times last year. If they don't cut them now, you know they're deliberately trying to put the economy into cardiac arrest. And I'm not saying that's even a good way to go, but that's the lesser of two evils. So we've got all of this and more, ladies and gentlemen, to cover tonight. Meanwhile, the globalist leftist pope comes out against transgenderism and says it's a Trojan horse to bring down civilization. Wow, what's going on with this guy? We've got so much more we're going to be breaking down here tonight. But remember, this is not a spectator sport. This is the information war, and it's a participation sport. So go to InfoWars.com, pick the live show feed, go to band.video, share the links now in your email, your text message, word of mouth, override the AI. Humanity will and can win against these systems of generative AI. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, March 12th, 2023.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and former chief national security advisor to President Trump, a very humble man. But yesterday I had him on for an hour and a half for a commercial-free emergency Saturday transmission. And I said, I'm going to try to stand down and not talk too much. Can you really give us deep analysis? And let me tell you, it's as hardcore as it gets. The full interview is at Man.Video, Infowars.com. He's going viral. We're going to air big excerpts of it here tonight. But first, let's hit the big issue. It's clear that the corporate media around the world is trying to create a bank panic and a rush on banks because there's not enough cash in the banks. There's plenty of digital money. And the central private banks are not going to prop up the regional and local banks and credit unions, so they all go down and they can bring in the central bank digital currencies, the centralized system that totally controls every facet of your life. We've been predicting this. I asked the archivist yesterday to look into it. He put out a 20-minute video with more than 15 clips of myself in the last 2 years predicting they would shut down regional banks with bank runs and do all this. It's an obvious next move. But here's some of the headlines right now on this front, all starting, zoom in a bit on that, please, all starting with Silicon Valley Bank that Cramer and all the rest of them were telling people was absolutely invincible just 2 weeks ago. And what Cramer's job, in my view, and he always does this over and over again, is they need to get the old investors, the rich investors out. He'll go and push and say the best deal is something that's about to implode to get your new money to pay out the old money or to prop up the Ponzi scheme before they pull the plug. So like Tucker Carlson said, if Cramer endorses something, you need to run the other direction. But after all, that's what NBC and MSNBC and CNBC are all about. U.S. banks sitting on unrealized losses of $620 billion. That's what CNN's reporting. Entire U.S. Congress votes to declassify COVID-19 origins. That's a good piece of news. SWIFT, one of the biggest international banking consortium networks, to conduct more tests with CBDC, central bank digital currencies, due to the situation with Silicon Valley Bank. Told you yesterday that was coming. They announced it today. They've already got it all set up. Oh, we can't give you your money back, but we'll give you a new digital currency back that we control. And it just goes on from that point. So this is big, big news. CDC, FDA sent a letter to Florida Surgeon General warning he is endangering lives with COVID vaccine risk advice, even though those risks are admitted. We'll get to that a little bit later. But let's get back into the banking situation. Silicon Valley Bank imploded in a single day. It could be just the tip of the iceberg. Yahoo News, this is the scare tactic they're using, just like they triggered the 2008 crash to bring in Obama. The government has 48 hours. Billionaire investor Bill Ackerman calls on Biden to bail out SVB on Monday morning or face catastrophic market meltdown and loss of tens of thousands of jobs. Silicon Valley Bank employees received bonuses hours before government takeover. The director and CEO of it took out $3.6 million the day before it imploded. SVB fallout spreads around the world from London to Singapore. Bank runs all over the planet in Yahoo News. British tech sector, a serious risk after SVB collapse, says the government. France 24. It goes on and on. Silicon Valley Bank crisis will force the Fed to slash rates by 100 basis points to prevent contagion, says market guru. Yahoo News. Yellen, no federal bailout for collapsed Silicon Valley Bank. And it goes on from there. So they're going after regional banks. They're going after local banks. So the big central banks and the big private equity groups impose as the saviors. This is it. They've got all the central bank digital currencies ready. They've got the central currencies ready. This is a historic moment, ending Bretton Woods, bringing in a global consortium run by the UN, run by the big central banks, to bring in a new global set standard. Very, very serious, and we're here covering it live. But I want to illustrate something right now, that in international polls and national polls, upwards of 90% of people don't trust the government and don't like it. So this illegitimate system does not have the people's support. Here's Joe Rogan just a few days ago talking about that.
It's a very strange time where I don't think people have a lot of faith right now in institutions, and I don't think they have a lot of faith in authority. I don't think they really believe that there is someone who is wiser than them, that has a grand plan, that's logical, that's workable, where they're looking out for all of us. So I think there's like a feeling of chaos that exists today that I don't think has ever existed in my life like this before. Even back during like the Bush administration, when everybody thought Bush was a moron, they still thought this is a good cabinet, and they're following all the checks and balances, even though they're probably extracting too much money, and there's probably a lot of cronyism and a lot of undercover deals and a lot of like no bid contracts with Halliburton and that kind of nonsense. He still thought they have things pretty under control. It's a very solid institution. Nobody believes that now. You see Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and Biden can't get a sentence out. You're like, this is madness. These people are utter fools. And these are the people that are running everything. And these are the people that are getting us on the brink of war with Russia. And I don't have any faith in them. And I think most people don't.
But why is that being done? Because Kamala Harris and Barack Obama's third administration or Biden are puppets, fall guys to take the fall, which I told you 2+ years ago. And that's where we are. That's why this is so dangerous. I want to play a clip that's all over the news that just happened 2 days ago. A robbery of a gun store. A man comes in with a gun to a gun store with men with guns on their hips and instantly gets killed. Now, why am I playing this? Well, it's the Darwin Awards, folks. And the globalists that we have running our society. Radio listeners can't see this, obviously. TV viewers can. Need to understand, our so-called elites are like an idiot robbing a gun store. Starting a war, a kinetic war, a nuclear war, is where it's going with Russia, is the equivalent of robbing a gun store at noon when you've got 5 employees armed who are trained retired police officers. You're dead. You might kill one of them. You are dead. It's like attacking a police station. I mean, these people are in, it's like 100 Antifa last week came and just started trying to burn down a police station. I mean, they're just crazy. Or they know the judges are bought off, they're going to get out of jail. Like the SPLC lawyer that was involved in the whole thing, $5,000 bond. It's insane. So I tie that into this next clip. This is the German foreign minister asked if there's any way and any chance of Ukraine being safe if Putin is still leading Russia. And she says, well, if Putin does a 360, then Ukraine will be safe. No, no, it's a 180, dumbass. Again, these people do not have two-dimensional thinking, much less one-dimensional. They certainly don't have two-dimensional. A 360 takes you to the same place. Let me draw a little diagram real quick for you. Here is a diagram, okay? So if you're right here, and Putin's right here, and this is a 180, so you want Putin to change where he's at, but you're up here and you say a 360, so you don't like where Putin is, you want to do him a 180. You don't want a 360. A 360 takes you back to the same place. A 180 is at the 6. Watch your 6. This is a 12. This is where you want to be. You want Putin to reverse his policies, but the German foreign minister can't even understand that. Okay? You want a 180, not a 360. A 360 brings you right back where you were. Play the clip. Play, go on the break.
Been asked before, but I would still like to hear your answer. Is there any chance of Ukraine being safe in the long term if Vladimir Putin is still leading Russia? If he doesn't change by what, 360?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If Russia invades, that means tanks and troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how would you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions along the Nord Stream pipeline.
Like a boiling cauldron, the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipeline.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button, they would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up. It's theirs. It starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this or at the very minimum approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight, and they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today as Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermonuclear war. It's Saturday, March 11th. We're now into hour number two. And General Flynn, a combat veteran, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and, of course, the top advisor to President Trump as the National Security Advisor, joins us commercial-free for the next 55 minutes. He's a very busy man. We appreciate him coming on. We're at an inflection point, a crossroads of crossroads. I asked him before he went live just minutes ago what he wants to hit first. He said it's all interconnected, and so he's got understanding of this from perspectives that really very few do on our side. The bad guys have lots of command and control experience, but this guy, they're definitely scared of him. If they weren't able to remove him, Trump would still be in office today. Everybody, even our enemies, agree with that. So we're going to look at Russia and the escalation there. We're going to look at the bank runs that have begun. We're going to look at the open borders. We're going to look at the January 6th bombshells coming out, the huge gain of function, Dr. Redfield coming out saying, no, it was basically run by Obama through Fauci. It was all illegal. It was gain of function. The deep state's in trouble, but they will strike back. So he's a very polite and humble man. But the time we've got him, I'm going to try as much as possible to just let him talk, because if I jump in, he'll let me go forever. So General Flynn of GeneralFlynn.com, we salute you and your family and all your supporters, what we've gone through together. But you particularly, we thank you for never backing down. And we had lunch a few years ago and then met again about a year ago. And you kept saying, if we don't totally push, we're going to lose in the next 2 years. But I think it's safe to say we haven't won, we haven't lost, but it looks like a lot of really good signals right now everywhere that there's a huge meltdown in the deep state. All their operations are being blown right now, but that concerns me because they're not going to give up without a fight. And I just said last week, I bet they do bank runs or a cyber attack to bring in their central bank digital currencies. Looks like we're there. So you've got the floor, sir. If you give us your overview, and then we can drill into these different subjects. Thank you for joining us.
Well, two things, immediately, this year, and I've been saying this for quite some time now, I've been probably talking about this for the last year, that this particular year, 2023, I've been saying that it is going to have two transitions. One of those transitions is the financial transition of the global economic system. Okay. And I'll describe that here in a second. The second transition is the health system, the global health system. And Alex, in one of your, lead into, you know, in the break when you were talking about some of the things that you were showing a clip of me there. Yeah, it's really, I'd been, you know, watching you off and on, but one of the things that I think it was like 2010, it may have even been before that, maybe 2007, where you were talking about, the health, the scares that they were bringing forward. And maybe at the time that we might have had some bird flu or some Ebola. But I think the intuition that you had then to talk about where we are now was really prescient. I mean, it was really, really, talk about visionary and understanding what was possible by our own government. And frankly, the deep state is not just these unelected bureaucrats. I mean, we need to talk a little bit about that for your audience today, you know, who this deep state is. So we clearly define who the globalist elites are and where they exist on the planet, because it's not just in Washington, D.C. They're all over the world. And honestly, the big push behind all of this, Alex, and for your audience, is coming from the Chinese Communist Party. So there's no doubt about that. And I know what their 100-year plan is, which essentially started in 1949, and they're executing it, and they're actually speeding it up. That's number one. And then the other part of that is that this idea, this notion of unrestricted warfare in 99 timeframe. I was in a military school at that time for 1 year, and I had the chance to meet the authors of the manual called Unrestricted Warfare, two Chinese colonels that came over to the United States of America on a bit of an exchange. And I sat in and listened to them speaking about how they were going to fight this thing they called unrestricted warfare, and it's their doctrine. People can go find it online.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books, and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
But before we go into some of that, at the very tail end of the video that you showed prior to me coming on, you showed a nuclear explosion. And one of the things that is, it is a major, it's a falsehood. And I want your entire audience and anybody that gets this piece of, that gets this clip to understand. There is no such thing as a tactical nuclear weapon. We will describe nuclear weapons and people will say it's a tactical nuclear weapon. We're going to use tactical nuclear weapons. There's no such thing. That explosion that you showed right prior to me coming on, there you go. That's the result of a tactical nuclear weapon, okay? So don't think for a second that a tactical nuclear weapon is only going to blow up the hillside of a mountain. We can do that with a lot of other munitions that we have. But when we start to use tactical nuclear weapons, which our administration has already talked about, and I actually think when I look back, if we really did the research, we were probably the ones first talking about the use of nuclear weapons and not necessarily the Russians, although now both sides are talking about the use of nuclear weapons. Once we go to nuclear weapons, and once that sort of, you know, when you talk about strategic bombers, which the Russians have already moved to forward operating bases, and they start to strategically move them around to protect them, you know, as a security measure. We know that the Russian submarine fleet is inside of the Black Sea, and probably in parts of the Mediterranean. And I can tell you one other piece there that one of the media experts talks about was, you know, there was Russian submarines spotted in the area where the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up. You know, excuse my Irish, the Russian submarine fleet up in the Baltic seas there, they are so secret, and they know how to sneak in and out of there because they know they're always being tracked in and out of there. So they're not going to do something as dumb as what we are trying to say that they did. Just like I think one of the guys from your show, one of your members of your team said, all they got to do is just turn the spigot off. And once they do that, you know, because they're not suffering from it, it's going to be Europe that suffers from it. So there's so many things to unpackage here. But one of the things I want to start with, because this is the here and now, and you know, this show on a Saturday, you do these shows on Saturday sometimes, and they're so important. I mean, and this particular one, because of what happened yesterday with this Silicon Valley Bank. So let's just spend a little bit. I'm not an economic expert, but I have enough expertise in financial warfare, right? And then the idea of what we do with our country and how we manipulate the various things going on in our country. And I clearly paid very close attention in 2008 to the collapse. And like I said, I joked with you guys off camera before we came on about, you know, you have some real experts with you, but I really think that people need to understand a couple of things. This is Mike Flynn talking. Number one, I actually think everybody needs to take a step back and take a deep breath. And I mean, take a deep breath. And, you know, to a degree, I want to see how this particular administration responds to this, because the way that the Obama administration responded to the 2008 collapse was they basically paid everybody off and they let everybody off. OK, and right now, like just as an example, the CEO, the CFO and the CMO, I guess the chief management officer, the chief financial officer and the chief executive officer for Silicon Valley Bank, they were selling their stock within only last couple of weeks, I understand, and maybe the last couple of months.
They ought to be arrested.
They ought to be thrown in the same clink that we're keeping these poor J6ers in. That's what they ought to do right now. Throw them in jail. Let them go get their high priced lawyers and try to get them out on bail or bond. But those three people, if they did that and then they allowed their customers, you know, and the numbers that I'm hearing, and I'm going to get us back to where I want people to take a step back because if people all of a sudden show up Monday or Tuesday and start to freak out, it's not going to help any of us. What I want to do is I want to put pressure. We need to put pressure on this administration right now. And by putting pressure on this administration, we're putting pressure on the deep state. We're putting pressure on the unelected bureaucrats. We're putting pressure on the institutions that handle this economic situation, this economic crisis that we are going through. We're not in a military crisis right now. You know, and again, we can spend a little bit of time on the military side, because I do believe that we need to talk about what's happening in Europe. We need to talk about what's happening in the South China Sea. We need to talk about what's happening in North Korea. But right now, the American people, I'm one of these guys that goes around the streets here, right, in my own hometown, and I'm in a regular hometown of America. I'm down in Florida, but I'm asking people, so what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I'm at the gas station. I'm at the Wawa station. I'm at a 7-Eleven. I went into an office to go talk to some other people today, and I met and just asked. So I'm trying to get a basic feel, an anecdotal feel, if nothing else. What do you believe? And they're all talking to me about how they're going to go take their money out of the bank. I'm like, let's wait a second. let's just wait and see come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because we're all going to be in this together. And what I want is I want the exposure, because the way we beat this globalist elite crowd, the way we beat the deep state is we continue to expose them. I mean, one of the beauties of InfoWars, one of the greatness of your show and you in particular, and I get all kinds of grief for even saying that, Alex. But what the great thing is you expose things, good, bad, or ugly. You expose things, and that's how we bring evil out into the light, right?
Well, General Flynn, let me just back you up, because we didn't talk before you came on today. We haven't talked in months in person, but we're talking here live on air. One of my notes was to ask Flynn, how do we not let them stampede us into bank runs? Because they could have propped this one bank up. I said that you weren't watching probably at the start of the last hour. I said, right. They could have propped this one up. They're letting this create a domino and create fear to bring in their whole new system. So how do we thread that needle? And you already addressed that before I asked it.
Yeah. So, okay. So, and really what you're talking about is and for the people that don't know, to bring it to a source, I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022, so just this past December. And there are already corporations and elements of our U.S. government that are already beta testing what's called central bank digital currency. Central bank digital currency. That's what that executive order is all about. Now, the central bank digital currency, there you go, and the central bank digital currency is already a global system. So it's already in effect, so to speak. The Chinese use it. They use this, their yuan system. But this is a way to control whether or not you can spend the money that you actually earn. So, and I'll just give a basic example of how far this could go. So you could go down to the gas station to fill up your car a second time in a month, and you go to put your card into the gas pump there, and the gas pump comes back and says denied. And the reason it's denied is not because you don't have money in the bank. It's because this environmentalist crowd, this Nazi commune, social, whatever, this, and I say communist, and the hardcore of them are Marxists, and there are Marxists in the White House.
It's a cult of power.
There are Marxists in the World Economic Forum. There are Marxists in the intelligence community, and there are Marxists in the Department of Defense and the Department of State, especially the Department of State. And one other element there, because I do want to maybe spend, a few minutes talking about the Department of Justice or the Department of Injustice, however you want to call it. But this central bank digital currency, Alex, and I know you have spoken about this at times. Many others in the media, I would say others who wouldn't touch this in the past are now starting to talk about this. The mainstream media is not talking about it. They won't talk about it, but because they're all in. But the other Fox, I think, there's been one or two of their guests there that have talked about it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world together. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Because they're all in, but the other Fox, I think there's been a one or two of their guests there that have talked about it. I know that Glenn Beck has talked about it, but only recently, and I would say Glenn probably in the last couple of months. This is something that I know you've been talking quite a bit about, and I know I've been talking about this for the last couple of years, because once you control the economic system, the global economic system where now the U.S. currency is no longer the currency of choice for global trade around the world. Because right now, the U.S. currency is the currency of choice for global trade, and the English language is the language of choice for global trade. So that has been shifting. Now, how do we defeat it? Well, what's going to have to happen? This is really to the people, right? Back to the people of not only your audience, but of this country. A couple of states right now are putting into bills, and I know that there's going to be at least one or two states that are going to have it as law, where they're not going to accept this form of currency. So the way to fight it back is expose it, understand it, make sure that we're talking about it, and make sure that we're talking about it with the right facts, the right formats, the right process, the right ideas, and then we have to talk about how do we stop it, how do we block and tackle, because will it last forever? I don't know. I don't know how long we can last in this battle. But in this particular battle, we can block and tackle a lot by making sure that we push not only those in Washington, D.C., but I've said a lot of times, quit worrying about them if you can't worry about them. Worry about what you can do at your local level, and definitely worry about what you can do at your state level. So I know of a couple of states, Oklahoma is one of them, who has got a bill going into their governor. And once that happens, and it's going to happen here pretty soon, because this transition is not going to happen on Monday. And that's my point about taking a deep breath. Not going to happen on Monday. This is going to happen over a period of time. They are trying to move it faster. They are trying to, and I'm talking about the Chinese in coordination with the World Bank and in coordination with Klaus Schwab and team at the World Economic Forum.
And General, let's quantify that in layman's terms. I agree. There's a giant alliance of traitors in our government, the majority at the top, who are Chi-Com and want to end the dollar. They're using this bank fear, and they said, and Biden on Wednesday put out his new plan for a central bank digital currency that removes the English language from the communication, which removes the dollar and makes it all digital, when right now communication's in English, which is a human intelligence program. What you're saying is very sophisticated. I don't want to be lost on people. We don't want them to stampede us with these bank runs into accepting the central bank digital currencies. We want to prosecute the people that actually did this and control the contagion.
Yeah. So, and now I'm speaking to the American people. So if the American people all of a sudden go on a bank run, then this government is going to turn right around and go, see, everybody's afraid. We have to transition. Okay. And this is what we're going to do. And here's our plan. And we've already got it in place. You know, it's just like COVID, folks. I mean, some of the patents for COVID were back in 2015. Some of the stuff that was developed in order to be ready when they wanted to use it, which was in early 2020, late 2019, early 2020. The patents for some of that stuff was back in 2015. You can't have a patent. Patent doesn't take, it takes like 10 years to get a patent. They already had them. So now they already have this idea in place. I just mentioned the executive order. They're already doing some what we call beta testing. So if the American people can remain rock steady, and I mean remain rock steady, and place demands, be prepared, start placing demands. I'm going to tell you, if we start to raise our voices up, and we raise them through shows like InfoWars, we raise them through some of these other people that are actually now getting it and now talking about it. Believe me,
I agree. So what are the demands? We don't want the FDIC Depositor Insurance Corporation, is already saying this, to pay people above $250,000 in central bank digital currency. They're already rolling that out. We have to say no. We have to pay it back via the Treasury. So no central bank digital currency response to this crisis.
Yeah, I mean, so this government, our government, they can use bonds, they can use gold, they can use silver, they can back everything right now without saying we're going to go to some type of digital currency, right? We're going to accept it. It is, and the other thing is, so that's number one. The second thing is, We must demand accountability. And I want to see these, that CEO, that CFO, that CMO, these people have to be held to account. They must be brought
in. Because he knew it was coming. He jerked his money up.
They knew it was coming, and there's many more. Those are just three that have popped up on the screen, right? Those are just three that have popped up on the screen. You know, that are going to be the faces of this thing, but there's many, many more faces and names. And so what we have to do is look at the totality of this, and let's not have any bailouts. If this government starts to bail things out, that means that we probably have lost this particular battle, folks. Okay. That's why I say it's like, you know, when somebody early on, we have something in the military called rules of engagement, and it comes out of the very famous phrase, you know, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes, right? And there's a Ranger manual, and there's all this kind of stuff about rules of engagement on the battlefield. Well, I'm giving you a rule of engagement. That rule of engagement is stay steady, and let's see what this enemy is about to attempt to do. And even when that happens, stay steady, because what will happen is they will take total control of our lives. Our government, so let's just jump for a second, because that's financial, you know, unless you want to jump in and add anything else. Let's go to the health side, because in December, they had what's called the G20 summit. And in this particular G20 summit, there was only G19 because Russia decided to give them the Russian salute and not show up. And there's a reason why. One of the main reasons was because the keynote speaker at the G20 summit, which is a big deal, and I don't expect your audience to have paid too much attention to it, but the keynote speaker there was Klaus Schwab. You know, here, Klaus Schwab.
Now, this is a real council of global governance. This is key.
Yes, this is key. And so when we talk about, so what is their cabinet, right? What does their staff look like? Well, their staff is somebody like a Klaus Schwab. Their global staff looks like the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, organizations like the United Nations, organizations like the European Union. Now, all those people in the media will go, oh, this is all baloney. These, you know,
no, that's their tools of state power. They don't have world government summits admitting that they are the world government.
Function. So the World Health Organization, Klaus Schwab, G20 summit. Klaus Schwab during the G20 summit back in December, so only a couple of months ago, he made this, you know, this big statement about the direction that the world needs to take. He was almost like a finger in their chest of the most powerful countries in the world. This is one of the reasons why the Russians didn't go, because Putin because I do want to touch on Elon Musk here in a little bit. Putin has made a decision, a very conscious decision, that he's no longer going to be part of this idea of the World Economic Forum. He's done with it. He's done with it, and he's done with it because he sees that that Russian society is threatened. But one of the things that came out of this Bali summit, and our government just did a little quiet kind of a signatory of it, is this World Health Organization Global Vaccination Card. Okay, so all of those nations that attended the G19 summit, they all signed off on, we're going to have a global vaccination identification card. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Is that a stamp on your passport? Is it a plastic card that every single human being on the planet has to carry around? And so if I want to travel to a state, let's say I'm in the United States and I want to travel to a blue state, right? I want to travel to a state that's currently controlled by a Democratic governor, Democratic leadership. And let's just take the state of Michigan as an example. So if I want to go into Michigan, is Michigan going to now stop me or stop me from buying products or stop me from visiting my relatives in Michigan or my relatives in whatever state that is because I can't cross the border or because I don't have my full vaccination? And what I'm telling you folks is don't get that damn vaccination. Don't do it. And so now I'm going to be, you know, labeled again a vax denier. I'm telling you, there's very, very few people in your audience, and you have millions across the world that listen to you. There's very few people that have had as many vaccinations or shots stuck in their arms or their rear ends as I have. I have a shot record that goes probably 12 feet long. So I'm not denying vaccinations. What I deny, what I'm in against, is I'm against this murder weapon that we have called these vaccinations, that these quote unquote vaccinations, these jabs that they've been giving everybody. I mean, it's undeniable. It is undeniable. So I don't want to argue, you know, that particular.
Well, that's a whole other subject. I want to get to that.
Right.
What about the total vindication of all of us from the beginning 3 years ago? Yeah. It's all come out. It doesn't work. It hurts people. You got the former head of the CDC coming out saying it's gain of function. Yeah. Fauci and all of them are running.
Yeah, it's a gain of function, which means a gain of function means weaponization. Weaponization. So,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.